53. Call the order. Do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I certainly do.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America. Thank you very much. Roll call, please. Patty?
Patty here. All right, I'll call the roll. Thomas D'Onofrio?
I think he's on mute.
He's on mute.
Hold on.
There he goes.
Barbara DiGennaro? Sarah Vidomsky?
Here.
Ronald Sill?
Here.
Camille Curtica?
Here.
Joseph DiMartino?
Here.
James DiMartino? Charles Sampson?
Here.
Robert Heider?
Here.
Okay, we got a quorum there. We'll go number four, public portion. Anybody from the public would like to speak? Anyone from the public like to speak? Third and last call. Hearing nothing, we're gonna move on to number five. City fields, city facilities, and city programs. Discussion, possible action on potential future for reopening. We have a discussion, so anybody has anything to go for it.
Mr. Mayor, Charlie Sampson, can you just give us an update on where the state's at according to what you're following and what the plan is right now for the city? I do know that baseball season is starting to kick off. They are talking about scheduling an actual season, but obviously this is going to be dependent upon what the city wants to do moving ahead. So that's going to come out of your office, I'm sure.
Yes. All right, Drew, you have that?
Sure. So it's a good question, Alderman Sampson. So I'm going to probably tag team some of this and may ask for Doc as well, because I know he's on a lot of calls with some of the state level Board of Ed people. But I will tell you that yesterday on the governor's call, they did reference the reopening of youth sports. There's going to be additional guidance on that on June 6th. As of right now, there is a tentative date to reopen select youth sports as of June 20th, but they haven't quite said what those sports are and what the protocols are going to be to open those sports. So based on the tone of the conversation and some of the specific questions, I'm assuming baseball, Little League, for instance, may be on that list, but we just really don't know at this point. And I think the state is being very careful to not preemptively announce something that may change a week later. So they were intentionally keeping kind of the phases 4 weeks apart to kind of see what the results of phase one are. So in other words, if these outdoor restaurant openings result in a crazy increase in COVID cases, you're not going to see us get to phase two on June early. That may be pushed. On the same token, they did make some reference to the group size. Right now it's five people or less for a social gathering. That number may soften in the next week or two. I'm hearing things like the number 15. But again, all of that is so contingent upon kind of a week-to-week analysis of where we stand. So the reason I had asked Chairman DiMartino to put this item on the agenda was kind of the following, and I'll just do a quick overview of the properties that we were thinking about and we're hearing getting questions about in City Hall and other city entities, including but not limited to Parks and Recs Director Dennis O'Connell, also had some concerns. We've got the city pool at the community center, Little League, the green and the use of the green from different groups, the playground, a program that we host at Bradley School, the 4th of July fireworks, the use of the picnic grove for rentals, the track in the football field, which you see behind me, and then Bradley School, the use of that facility for softball for adults and otherwise. So I guess the point was, I don't think the decision should be come out of the mayor's office necessarily. I think we wanted to hear some input from the board as to where we're at, knowing that a lot of those things pose questions. But for my money, I think the 4th of July, based on the gathering size and the fireworks, is pretty much dead in the water, and most communities are going that route. And I think it's probably time that we open up the track facility with the understanding that we're still not allowing gatherings of more than five people and contact sports at this moment. That's kind of the clarity that we have at this point. And I expect more guidance from the governor's office on the 6th. And I'm going to kick it to Doc, who just shared a document with me about CIAC sports. And we discussed that briefly, but maybe Doc has something he can add. You're muted, Doc.
You have to unmute him.
Yeah, all set. Thank you. So I've shared this doc, and I'll share it with the full board if it's helpful. But because there's several links that helped inform these decisions as well for CIAC that are at the bottom of the document. But even with the loosened restrictions that we're expecting, at least by June 20th, CIAC is taking a very, very conservative approach and really limiting any interaction at this point right now in phase two, even to virtual, and then once going in person to small groups of 5 to 10 spaced out on fields, really doing conditioning more than skill development. And any sports involving contact are not until phase four or five, whenever that might be, but they're not even being considered throughout the summer months. And they list those separately as well. But I'll share this with the full board so you can review it. And I think it'll be very informative and help inform your decision. This was developed with a tremendous amount of input from CIAC, from our organization, CAPS, the Connecticut Association of Public School Superintendents, as well as the Department of Public Health. So a number of, and the governor's reopening committee and consultants that they've advised with as well. So in addition to other states. So it really is comprehensive in terms of the input that went into it. And I think a good set of guidelines, or at least considerations to think about when we're developing our own policies for within Derby.
So, Mr. Mayor, Charlie Sampson again. If we could, just to expedite this, can we take – Drew had a list of items. Why don't we just deal with those one at a time? When we get to things like – because I know Derby Little League is trying to move forward. They're making their plans. They're making their schedule. But I think that it's very important to include what the superintendent said, what CIAC's recommendations are for school sports versus these summer leagues. But I think, you know, let's bang them out one at a time, Drew. You know, the track, how do we address it? Can people walk on it? Yes or no? Next one, you know, meetings on the green. Because instead of jumbling all together and making this meeting convoluted, let's address each one at a time.
Drew, start with the green. Start with the track. So I think we have a good consensus on that we'd like to see the track used, because a lot of people on the west side would like
is there
to-
I'm sorry, this is Sarah Wadomski. Is there a reason that we did not get a list of these in advance of what we were going to be discussing?
Yeah, so,
like a little bit of, you know, for, you know, a little bit of time to digest and take a look at this before we go jumping into making any decisions?
And to be fair, Sarah, I actually literally just jotted a list off the top of my head just now, knowing that there's a myriad of city-owned properties that really are all under the jurisdiction of this board. I certainly could post it up for you specifically, but I agree that I think the forum to do that is kind of a conversation here amongst everybody where everybody kind of makes a group decision. And to the point of, I didn't want it to be Dennis saying, hey, no playground, the mayor saying, hey, no fireworks. Let's all kind of have a group discussion. And I kind of like former chairman Sampson's suggestion that we kind of run them down, maybe each one, and maybe entertain a motion to either open immediately, stay closed pending further guidance, or maybe forward to the full board meeting, the regular meeting in 2 weeks for some additional consideration. And I think once we start to have that conversation, those items are pretty clear to us all based on the state guidance and the CDC guidance at this point, to be honest.
And Sarah, and also Sarah, we know what the area is, the Coon Hollow Park, the football field, the school. So, I mean, they're pretty limited on what we need to do. So.
Understood. But to your point in the last meeting, you know, having a discussion, getting information, you know, two people before it's just brought up in a meeting, you know, appreciated.
Yeah.
And again, that's my fault, Sarah. And I think, again, this was kind of added as a last minute meeting the last couple of days, just because these issues are upon us now. And I apologize that there was no documentation shared in advance. So that's on me.
And this is Tom D'Onofrio. I think also what Sarah's saying is maybe we should talk about it. Let us digest it for tonight and then put it on the June meeting so that, you know, we can think about what's going on and, you know, see what the state says about opening up certain areas.
Absolutely, Tom. I think that's a great idea. So,
yeah, Mr.
you want to come up with a list tonight, Drew?
Sure.
Specific areas?
Sure. I agree with that as it relates to a lot of the city-owned properties. On the other hand, I think it's probably a prudent time to make a call on things like the fireworks. You know, it's already kind of been out there publicly that
I thought that they were already canceled. I read in the paper that the mayor canceled.
Yeah. I think they reached out to the mayor for comment, and I think we wanted to kind of make sure the board is on that same page. But I think everybody's doing that statewide. So,
if you guys want to run it, fundraising part is done because there's no way I'm going to raise $15,000. To get this done, and plus we had to order everything, so I just
took... No. What I'm saying is, the paper says you canceled it.
Right.
He wants to talk about opening it. It's already canceled.
Not necessarily opening. It's just necessary. Letting you guys know, basically. But we're talking basically, as Drew just said.
I think we all read it in the paper. I think we're like. I think fireworks are done. I don't even.
Oh no, absolutely. Because, and like I said, if you want to raise the money for it, go for it. There's absolutely no way I'm going to our businesses asking for money to do fireworks. And we can't even get the fireworks here with everything else. So that's, you know, that's why we went with that one, especially with Shelton on that one. But I think
sounds like my fellow members are just bringing up communication again. And that's why we all got to be on the same page here.
Well, Mr. Mayor, once again, let's go one at a time and we can decide tonight whether to move it to 2 weeks. Get some background information so that in 2 weeks, those that come up that aren't decided tonight or pushed off, we have some information to work off of. I believe that was what Alderman D'Onofrio was asking for. Let's certainly go down one at a time, discuss them tonight, and get a little background information, a little guidance.
And we'll vote on them in 2 weeks.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm saying if we want to make a motion tonight, we make a motion tonight. I'm saying that those that don't get motion tonight, then we move them off to 2 weeks. At least we have some information that we can build on. If you don't think that there's enough information tonight, then we don't make a motion or it doesn't pass. I'm good with that.
And it's not like we're talking 50 different parcels in this city. I mean, we're maybe talking about a dozen at the most.
But you know, that would be with guidelines of masks and whatever. That's out of our hands. If we open the track, they're going to have to wear masks and they're going to have to stay out of groups. And so there's a lot of.
No, Ron, that's not what the state is telling anybody. The state is not mandating you wear a mask unless you cannot socially distance and stay 6 feet apart. That's what the state's guidance is. So if we open the track for people to walk on, we don't have to mandate they wear masks. Going into Stop and Shop, you may, but that's a private business.
Well, they just have to follow the state regulations.
A state regulation say if you and I want to walk on the track because I don't really like you, then I'm going to put my mask on. So Yeah, but it's not mandatory that people wear masks. Let's just get that straight right up front.
Unless they can't social distance.
If they can social distance, correct.
Right. What does anybody feel on the track? What does anybody else feel?
Well, I'm for tabling it to the next meeting. I just want to hear the list. So that's going to be my motion. So,
I agree. I agree with that.
So let's just hear the list.
Okay, so I'll give you the list as I have it on my sticky note. The community and gym, for that matter, at the community center. Little League. The Derby.
I'm sorry, can you just start again? There was like a motorcycle or something. So
the community center, which would include the pool and the gym facilities. Little League, Derby Little League. The Derby Green and the use thereof. Softball at Bradley School, and I guess at Payton Park for that matter, so, or the baseball field. We could bundle baseball and softball, but with Doc's guidance from CIAC, that seems pretty clear to me that we won't be having any CIAC sanctioned baseball or football in the summer anyway. So I guess it would be limited to Bradley School and maybe the adult leagues and the rec leagues, Doc?
Okay. Well, it depends upon the phase that we're in. Fall and I'm just trying to get it now. Winter sports can begin conditioning during phase two, outdoors only. So you may, again, if our fields are closed, our fields are closed, but that conditioning could take place with all social distancing being practiced. And again, this is more, the guidance that I'm going to share is much different than what you might use with the general public. So any conditioning, whether it's a group of one or a group of five that I might have a coach doing in later June, would also consist of several other protocols to include taking the temperature before anything starts of anybody participating, whether it's one, five, or 10. They have to go through a full checklist of items that check on certain wellness, and it's all recorded into a database so that we have contact tracing. So there's several other things, and as well as washing their hands before and after. So there's several things that we'll have to do that you won't be having the general public do. But to answer your question, would we make use of those fields at some point later June? If fall and winter coaches want to begin conditioning, the answer to that would be yes. And then if our board approves it, would be the first stop. So we could make use of them in later June per CIAC in small groups if our board approved of something like that.
Okay. So just continuing the list, and I think we all are ready.
Mr. Mayor, Charlie Sampson, if I could, please.
Yes, sir.
So Drew just named off three or four items. We just got guidance on one item. If this meeting is just about Drew to name a list and us to just table things, then there's no reason to have this meeting. Name one item. Let's go over what we know for facts and why we should or should not be dealing with it or reopening it. And let's decide to table it. Let's decide to move it to June. Whatever we decide, let's move one item at a time. This is because we're going to have the same discussion. He's going to give us eight things on the 11th, and we're going to have no discussion prior to that. And what I'm going to be able to then I'm going to have to say Tommy's and Sarah are right. It's great that you brought these up on the 11th and we got the list, but we have no guidance on them. Let's start tonight. What are we doing?
Where do you want to start? Coon Hollow?
Item number one. Go ahead, Drew. What's item number one?
The swimming pool and the gym at the community center.
Okay. So as far as the state is concerned, what's their guidance on opening this type of activity?
They have put out a survey of a lot of communities who have pools, and the general consensus is they are not ready to open them at this moment. And the state has not been concerned with spreading COVID via the water in the pools. They're more concerned about social distancing issues and the fact that you cannot have groups of more than five together. So how would you really have that amount of people in the pool? I know Dennis O'Connell has also expressed to me his concern with having one lifeguard part-time who's 16-year-old a kid from somewhere else, how is he going to necessarily deal with somebody not adhering to those guidelines? So at this point, according to Dennis, and Dennis, are you on the call?
No, I don't see him.
See, according to Dennis, he's not ready for that. And Chief, go ahead, you can unmute yourself, Chief.
Yeah, just on all the things you're discussing tonight, the state guidelines until the 20th of June are no more than groups of five, 6 feet apart from each other. So technically, if you wanted to open the green, you can have 40 groups of five, 6 feet apart from each other. That's kind of the guidelines of everything you're doing today based on the executive orders today, correct?
Yes. So okay. Basically, I think we should be just following the executive orders and go by that. I think that'd be easier unless you want
to. I would agree for the most of these. We're not opening pools at Westport either, but you know what? I'm all for opening the track and letting people walk on it.
I think
as of tonight.
I think that's probably the actionable one. If we're all being clear here, I think that's really the actionable one that I was hoping to bring to you guys to say, hey, you know what? It's probably time to open up the track. It's really no different than the Greenway. As long as we're discouraging contact sports and people understand you're not having a 7-on-7 football game out there. A lot of the people on the west side especially have asked for access to the track. And now Ron has heard a lot of those concerns. I know Joe has heard a lot of those concerns. So I kind of think that's really the actionable one at this point that we can say.
Well, when you open up the field, who's going to police the people who are walking on the field playing football? Because you know the kids are going to play football.
The police department. The police department goes there when we get calls. They got to do their job and go there and disperse
them. And again, we have a monitor right across the street that definitely calls when something is going wrong over there.
Absolutely.
And again, keeping in mind that that's groups of five. I may want to go there and run wind sprints by myself. I don't think we're going to tackle that guy and tell him, get out of here. You know, I think the field may be okay to utilize for some cross training by individuals or groups, but you know, to Doc, to your
point. If we're going to go by what Charlie said, we just jump from one thing to the field. Let's go back to City Hall. I mean,
yeah, I'm going
to
make this easy. I'll make a motion. We do not do anything with the community pool at this time until further guidance.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Next, Drew.
The Derby Green.
To
make this one easy, I make a motion that we do not allow gatherings on the Derby Green at this time until further notice.
Second.
Discussion?
I have
Doc.
Dr. Conley, you may be able to answer this better, but is there some sort of program going on the green for two teachers for one student, social distancing for at-risk students?
Thank you, Mr. Heider. There is. We informed the city last Friday that it would begin this Tuesday. It is two adults to one student at a table on the green. The student his temperature is taken before he's allowed to participate. A full medical questionnaire is completed each day for that single student that's recorded to assist with contact tracing. And for 45 minutes, that student is tutored on the green at the table. We selected the green as a place where students can walk to and is outside. Today was day two. I'll be conversing with Mr. DeLugo after this meeting how day two went. So no issue.
How many students at a time, Doc?
Only one student at a time to two adults. And the need for the two adults is to make sure that that's maintained. So while one adult is tutoring, the other adult is assisting, but also making sure that nothing else is interfering with that. No other students are seeing it and walking over that could cause people coming in contact with each other.
I can end this quickly, Mr. Mayor. I will amend my motion. I'll make a motion that we do not allow gatherings on the Derby Green of more than five people as the governor executive order currently directs.
Okay. Can you rescind your second?
I rescind the second.
Amend the second.
So I have a new motion. Do I have a second now?
Second. Second, Charlie's amended motion.
Second that? Okay. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. And I saw that doc today. It looked great out there. And there was other groups up there, little two or three there. So it looked like it was going very well. So, Drew, next.
Softball behind Bradley School.
That's for the
that's Jill.
High school, or is that for the citizens?
That's citizens. So far, we've gotten requests from rec leagues, basically. Yeah. A fireman, actually.
Yeah, I make a motion to keep it closed.
I'll second that.
All right, any more discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Drew?
And just a quick question, Drew. Does Parks and Rec have the jurisdiction here and not us?
Not necessarily. I think they may have jurisdiction over programs, but the use of the property really would fall to you guys. And we've had this conversation. I've certainly had it with the director. Everyone's kind of on the same page. So.
Yeah, he's an agent of the Board of Recreation, and we haven't had any Zoom meetings or anything. We probably should, but you know, I make
a suggestion that maybe you schedule for something after June 6th so you can consider some of these things. We can bring them back to the full board afterwards.
Just for awareness for them, because they're on Parks and Rec, and they're going to see this and that going on, not knowing anything, just for a communication thing, you know.
Okay.
Because I'm here, but they're not, you know.
Okay,
we're getting next.
The playground, the Bradley School playground program.
A motion.
Well, make a motion not to do it right now. There's going to be more than five people.
All right.
I'll second that.
Sarah.
I have a question concerning the governor's guidelines. They said that summer camps can go on as long as they're not overnight camps. I know clearly Bradley School is not an overnight camp. I'm not something sure if that's something we want to revisit on the on the 11th. I know we don't typically start that program until after the 4th of July anyway. So if that's something that we want to revisit. Rather than closing it down for the year.
I'll amend my motion to revisit on the 11th.
Mr. Mayor, can you hear me? Jim DiMartino?
Yes, Jim.
I was on mute, and I don't know why. I apologize, but I opposed the softball field. So I want to be noted that I opposed that.
Okay.
The Bradley School softball field.
So noted.
Thank you. And Rob, Alderman Hyder, I agree with that as well, because there is some guidance that came out about summer camps. It is something that will be allowed with a ridiculous amount of protocols. And again, with our large group of kids, small group of counselors, I know the concern from the Parks and Recs director was that it was just infeasible for us to do it. And that seems to be what a lot of the other communities are doing too, but it's probably worthwhile to revisit at your regular meeting.
Okay. And Rob, you're right. I think we should just continue our guidelines from the state. I mean, I think we're doing the right thing right now, at least, dictating what we're doing on our properties. But you're absolutely right. Because it's like Drew could even say, every day it's a changing animal that we're dealing with right now. So, but thank you.
It sounds like we beat 4th of July to death. Do we need to entertain a motion for that, or is that pretty much already done?
It sounds like it's done to me.
Okay.
Okay, that's Drew.
The Picnic Grove, which is currently closed, Alderman DiMartino, correct me, through all the events through June, so we don't have to do anything at this moment, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
We're basically holding off on that. Until.
Do we have anything scheduled for July?
Yes.
How many?
Off the top of my head, probably around number maybe 6, 7.
Well, I think we owe the people who are thinking they're going to have it in July – maybe give them a heads up so they can start looking for an alternate location.
Everybody who has called for July, I have let them know that it's not a definite that they will be renting the Picnic Grove due to the coronavirus.
Okay.
And right now the group size is not going to be very forgiving and allowing for probably too many of those things through until at least July 20th, it sounds like. So the executive order, I believe PP, kind of calls for that number as of this moment is still 5. Whether it goes to 15 or 50 or 100 is really contingent upon the infection rate. So
how can you make decisions on something that's going to happen in July? I mean,
yeah, that's the point. You can't right now. The point is we can't allow it. You know,
yes, I think, Jim, I think we're basically putting it off until we're I think what you guys want to do is just follow the executive order and keep pushing it off. Like your brother was saying, Joe was saying that in May, we had rentals in May. We canceled them. June, we had rentals. We canceled them. Now we're into July. It may open up July 20th, and then, you know, then we can do it. But I think being cautious right now, I think this is the right way to do it. And I think you guys are doing a great job with this.
Okay.
What else, Andrew?
Next is the track and football field, which is obviously are connected. So
I got to make a motion that we allow the track to be utilized for walking, following the CDC guidelines of 6 feet apart, social distancing. And that's it.
I'll second that.
I second it.
Okay. Discussion. And I think for Alderman D'Onofrio's concern, any calls that received, Chief, they go to your office, the officers go down there, and they separate. So that it happened a few times within the last few weeks. They went down there, they dispersed them.
So that's open as of when?
About today. Oh, it's close. 7 o'clock. Sun's down. Sorry, Ron.
Tomorrow morning. Sounds good to me.
I saw you with your jog suit on there.
Okay, Mark, we'll put that on the website that the track is open at Payton Field.
We got to take a vote.
If we get remember to
take the vote.
Okay, any more discussion? All in favor to open it tomorrow? Opposed? So carried. Okay, Mark, can you get that on the website? And then, Drew, if you could, we'll post something on the Facebook, too. Thank you. Okay. What's next on the list?
Carmen actually just messaged me about Wittick Park. Currently, we have Wittick Park open for kayaking and walking and everything else, but we don't have the upper fields open. Obviously, I think we'd be the same boat as the football field there. So I don't know if it needs to be addressed or not based on the status quo being what it is.
I make a motion that we keep the gate locked so no one uses the field.
Do I have a second on that?
Second.
Okay, any more discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. And I think that's probably, we got the river walks open and I think everything.
Mr. Mayor, Dr. Conway has a request. I'd like him to address the board real quick. Dr. Conway, if you could, please.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. President. I have received a request last night. Each year, as you know, on Senior Day, banners are posted around the field for that Senior Day game for all of our sports, whether it's in the gym or outside. And due to the COVID, we're unable to play those games. But the banners, we went forward and they were ordered for softball, baseball, and track to be able to recognize those senior athletes in a nice way. So what is requested is, while we would normally hang them up for the game and take them back down, this particular request is to hang them up on the fencing, but leave them up through end of school year during this time. And so with that, I thought it would should come back to the full board for permission to hang them up for more than that one game.
I know Rob Hyder's going to say no, Mr. Conway, but I'll make a motion to allow the school to hang up the flyers for the seniors that are graduating, the Scholastic seniors that are graduating.
Yeah, Rob.
I second.
I'm not quite sure what. Dr. Conway, the plan is I would hope to put those on the fence along the track, which is going to be open for everybody to see.
That is correct. So along the track, as well as along the baseball, softball field, on the fence facing Chatfield.
Very nice.
I see. Okay, on the outside of the fence. Okay.
Yep.
Charlie, did you?
And again, it's really up to the committees where they want them, but that's what's been shared with me. They'd like them to be so that they're visible to people driving by.
Charlie, did you make a motion?
Yes, sir, I did.
I second it.
All right. Any more discussion? All favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carried.
Thank you.
Drew, any more areas?
No. No, I think you make a great point, Mayor. It's basically follow the executive orders as it relates to gatherings and keep it to five or less at this point. Because Carmen just wrote me about O'Sullivan's Island. I don't think we need to go that
way. O'Sullivan's Island, that's part of the Green
Mountain.
That Onopia property, nobody's using it.
Right.
And Mr. Mayor, if I can before we close, I'm just going to reiterate.
Any more on that? We're all done with that.
Mr. Mayor, okay. Charlie.
Go ahead, Charlie.
If I could just reiterate what Sarah said. So, Drew, you just made a list. Make sure that that list and the actions taken and are taken are forwarded to the full committee for the June 11th. Anything new that comes in should be added for June 11th. So at least this type of discussion works well. If we just lumped everything into a big ball, we'd be sitting here all night beating a dead horse. So I thank you for your patience with putting up with me, all of you tonight.
No, absolutely. No. That's good. So, Drew, as things, you know, transpire here, I think we should we'll keep adding to it. We'll bring it to the next hopefully, I'm praying that everything's going to open up. So,
thank you. Thank you.
The mayor, say what he said again, because I did not understand one word he said. Some static came in.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just hoping things square up. It might be my connection. Sorry about that.
Okay.
I'm hoping everything gets better.
Everybody, yes.
It's getting better already. It is.
Yeah.
It is. Sarah, sorry. To piggyback off of Charlie's statement, getting that information and, you know, any backup data from the state or whatnot. I would like to actually put it in the form of a motion to require, recommendations from the mayor's office in writing in advance of future meetings with backup from the state.
What?
All right, we got a motion up there. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Need a second on that, or go ahead, Tommy. Any more discussion? So
I'm not sure what she's asking.
I'm asking to have the make it required that the mayor's office provide us with, writing in advance of these future meetings. Kind of had nothing today.
All right.
Oh, okay.
So Drew, basically, the governor's decrees and his emergency orders will disperse that to all the aldermen so they can read them, and then we'll add the ball fields and everything else on there so they'll be able to comprehend what we're reading on there too. So
motion on the floor.
I think that's what I'm pretty sure that's what we should send out there.
I don't think we need a motion for that, Mr. Mayor. I think that should be coming with it. If it's not, I believe that Sarah should be able to yell and scream at whoever just got appointed to do that.
And I don't want to beat a dead horse, but just to be clear, the governor's conference call is every Wednesday at 5 p.m., 6:05 o'clock. So that guidance comes through on an hour-long conference call yesterday I get that information basically verbally, but everything else that we're drawing from in terms of the state information is all available via the state website. So what I'll do is I'll set links to what is constantly updated. I mean, every day there's new guidance coming down. So if I were to send you an email today about the guidance about swimming pools, it might be different tomorrow. So I'm just going to send you guys the links and hope that you self-monitor. I'll get you the best up-to-date information right before the meetings that I can. But again, this is all happening so rapidly. And I know Doc can speak to this because he's on the same calls, if not many more, with the schools where there are questions about graduation still, there's questions about prom still, and every day there's more questions. So I commit to that though, Sarah, just like I committed to get you guys Friday updates, and I think I've done that. So I commit to getting you whatever you need in writing before the meetings.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, hearing anything else? Ron?
Motion to adjourn, 7:32.
Okay, second?
Second.
Second.
Roger.
We're all the meeting with this fest.
It's faster than mine tonight.
Thank you for waiting, too, guys. I appreciate it.
I have a bone to pick for you, Ron.
Okay.
Go get
a bone to pick for you, Ron.
You got to go through Charlie.
Your meeting went way too long.
Oh, I know. My first in years, believe me. All right, everybody, stay safe. Take care.
See you later.